Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Tuesday morning. Keelan Burke, good morning.
Hi, Ryan.
How are you?
Good.
How old are you?
I'm 9.
What's your favourite thing in the whole world to play with?
I like playing football.
With a rugby ball or a tennis ball?
With a football.
Really?
Yeah.
A round football or a square ball?
A round one.
And do you kick it around with a hockey stick or do you use your foot?
My foot.
Good. Where are you from? Apart from Ireland.
Cavan.
And are you living in the town or somewhere near the town?
Somewhere near the town.
Okay. And do you have anyone in the family with you or are you just an only child?
I have two sisters and one brother.
Two sisters and one brother. Okay, so tell me the names of the sisters, please.
Well, Alex is 14, yeah. And Claudia is 12, and Scott is 6.
6. So you're kind of second youngest, I think, isn't
yeah.
it? So you must be around fourth class, is that right?
Yeah, I am.
And you're not in Killycullen National School, are you?
No.
No, what's that?
I'm in Killorgan.
Oh, I see. And what do you like watching on television?
Movies.
Yeah. Do you like playing with toys?
Yeah, I do.
You're going to watch the toy show on Friday night?
Yeah, we all watch it.
Do you? Did you watch it last year?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, we like it.
Okay, well, do you know how many toys we have to show the children of Ireland on Friday night?
No.
5 bazillion. How many?
5 bazillion.
That's correct. Shall we play our game?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Keelan Burke, age 9, from Cavan. Ba 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 da. Okay, give some letters there, Keelan.
A.
What A might you wear in the kitchen to keep your clothes from getting all dirty and mucky?
Apron.
And chocolatey? Apron is correct. Give us another one, please.
D.
What's that?
D.
D. What D are cubes with numbers on each side that are used in games? Well, they're kind of like dots to represent.
Dice.
Well done. Give me another letter, please, there, Keelan.
F.
S as in sausage?
No, F.
F as in Frank?
Yeah.
What F are wide, flat limbs that seals and whales use for swimming?
Fins.
Give us another letter there.
H.
What H is the name of the egg-shaped nursery rhyme character that fell off a wall?
Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty! As Ricky Gervais always says, what was Mrs. Dumpty thinking when she came up with the first name? Okay, give us your fifth letter.
E.
What E is the word used for when a group of animals or plants disappear forever? They go...
Extinct.
Great answer. Great answer. They weren't the easiest questions today, but you did very well. 5 out of 5, Keelan Burke, which means that you've just won yourself a plastic lunchbox. Are you excited about that?
Yeah.
You better be. It's wonderful news. So now you have to go to school now to fourth class. Who's your teacher there?
Miss Brady.
I am loving it. And you're going to go there and sit beside who?
Blaheen.
Little flower.
Blaheen, like a daisy growing in the meadow or a buttercup.
Can I ask you 2 questions?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Let's take question 1. Go.
Can you sign the lunchbox?
Yes, I signed a few of them yesterday for Lorraine at my desk. It was a pleasure. And then she popped them in the envelope and then she gave them to the postman and the postman gave them to the other postman and everything happened and everyone's happy. Now, next question.
Can you give 3rd and 4th class in Killorgan school no homework?
Oh, well, tell me this. When you go into the classroom and Miss Brady's there, do you get A, happy and excited, or B, scared and terrified?
Nice, so happy and excited.
That's a good answer. Well, in that case, she's not going to mind. So, Miss Brady, if you're listening back to this, or if you're driving to school and you're listening to this, if there's any chance to give this fourth class in Clorgan School in Cavan, just because Keelan Burke was so good and she knows so much stuff because you're such a brilliant teacher, we'd appreciate if they got no homework today so they can just actually play or read books that they want to read and just hang out together and use their imagination, have fun together just for this afternoon so they don't have to do homework just today. How's that?
Good.
Job well done, Keelan. Thanks a million. I hope you get no homework. Have a great day. Tell Miss Brady I think she's gorgeous. Bye.
Thank you.